y'all, and good whatever to all of you. This is Scott Merrick from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach, welcoming you again to Snacks
for the Brain.
Come with me today as we explore yet another aspect of the way the Center for Science Outreach enhances the educational experience of students worldwide. I mean it, y'all.
On the Ides of March, that's March 15th, for the Shakespeare phobes amongst ye, Professor Charles Brough of the Vanderbilt University Physics and Astronomy Department met with several advanced high school physics classes via interactive video conferencing to give them a treat. Donning a frizzy white wig and affecting an accomplished German accent, Dr. B led them through a series of graphic sketches intended to impart some understanding of Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. The following is one illustration. Even if you don't quite get it, I still think it's a fun listen, and hey, every little bit helps when it comes to relativity, eh? Here's today's Snacks for the Brain.
Let's talk about, if we are talking about time, let's talk about a clock, okay? I have a very simple clock I will show you, okay? It works like this. I have here a laser, okay, that shoots up a little pulse of light. And I have up on top a mirror, and the light goes up, hits the mirror, bounces down, and comes back, and I have a little infrared detector there, okay? And when the light pulse goes all the way down, two things happen. The first thing is it goes tick, and the second thing is it sends another pulse of light up. And when that light gets all the way back down, it goes tock. And so my clock goes tick, tock, tick, tock. Okay? Seems like a perfectly reasonable clock, although somewhat expensive, okay, but we know how to do it now. We know how to do it. This is a very good clock. I have two of these, and one I keep at home because I like it, and the other I give to you, and you take it on a spaceship, okay, and this spaceship, and I watch your clock on the spaceship, and what happens? The clock on the spaceship starts off here, okay, and it's moving at some velocity. And what happens? There, you send a little light pulse up, okay, but a little while later, the whole experiment has moved to the right just a little bit, and eventually, when the mirror is here, okay, the light pulse bounces off the mirror, right? As the whole thing is going right. Well, a little while later, okay, it comes back down. But by now, your apparatus is over here with your detector, and it goes, tuck. Well, okay, so what? So this. We see the light going at the speed of light, C here, and we go see the light going the speed of light there, okay? But this light goes farther, okay? Goes all the way up here and all the way down there, and it's a triangle, okay? And so this plus this is bigger than this plus this, right? Yes, great. So how long does it take for this clock to go tock or tick? It takes this clock longer then it takes this clock, right? Yeah, of course. So this clock ticks slower than that clock. But wait a minute. I made these clocks myself. Actually, I didn't make them myself. I have an elf who makes them in the Black Forest, okay? And he makes these clocks, and he makes every one exactly the same. But this one talks slower than this one, just because it's moving. This clock, for you kids on your spaceship, okay, you see this one ticking away at exactly the right rate. But I see you ticking slower. This is not a problem of a bad clock. I assure you, these are very good clocks. They are all exactly the same. But this one ticks slower. In fact, if we look at your heart rate, we see that your heart rate is slower than you are on the spaceship. I see that you live a little longer than I do and get old more slowly than I do, because time for you is slower than time for me. Well, of course, that's easy. But what happens? What happens when you look at my clock? Does my clock go faster than your clock or slower than your clock? Think about this carefully before you answer. Does my clock go faster or slower than yours? Do we have anybody willing to try this one? My clock goes slower than yours, you think. It must be so, because we don't know whether you are moving or I am moving. All we know is that you are going past me or I am going past you, but we don't know who is moving. It is meaningless to think about who is actually moving. It's only the relative velocity that matters, only the relative motion. This isn't the theory of relativity, after all.
Oh, I get it. Well, maybe not. I sort of get it. I understand it better. It was fun listening to him anyway. I hope you'll agree with me that Dr. Charles Brough did a fine job digging into at least one example of Einstein's theory of relativity and the snacks for the brain. That's all for now. Cheers. Listen to you later.